take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. I'm gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show. Hour number two on this Tuesday, October 10th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Want to mention one of our sponsors, Tony Michelle over at Northern Michigan RV, right there in Gaylord. You can go to their website, northernmichiganrv.com. They are preparing for this fall's winterization promotion special deal that they offer the RV community. You can winterize your unit. You can take it over to Northern Michigan RV. They're right there behind the Walgreens off of M32 west of I-75, exit 282 off of I-75. Not this Thursday, but a week from Thursday, October 19th, Friday the 20th, 21st on Saturday, and then a repeat the following week, Friday the 27th and Saturday the 28th. They're going to do winterization on your RV for $99.95. If you've got a washing machine or a dishwasher, it's an additional $10 charge. Now, I'm going to be talking with Tony, and I'm going to be asking him to do me a favor to take our travel trailer, basically used last summer for our vacation, end of the year 2021, brand new, ultralight. We love our trailer, but we are going to be staying home this winter, this next summer. We're not going to be able to use it anymore. So we are going to be asking Tony to take our trailer and take it in on consignment and offer it to you guys for sale there at Northern Michigan RV. So if you're interested, you can go and see Randy and Vicky's travel trailer. We're going to have it over at Northern Michigan RV and ask them to sell it for us. We are going to be making some investments in the radio station. I'm going to be telling you about it and hopefully expanding the reach of 97.7 FM WCHY by selling our travel trailer. I hate to do it. I love it. Brand new when we bought it and used it one time for our vacation out west. Last summer, 2022, when Izzy Lyman subbed in for the month, we went on that fantastic trip out west. I wanted to take Vicky to Mount Rushmore, Yellowstone National Park, Grand Tetons, Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Then we went on up to Polson, Montana. Saw that fantastic museum in Polson. Flathead Glacier Lake. Made it all the way up to almost Canada. And then came back. And that travel trailer, I took really good care of it. All of the equipment's going with it. The special no sway torsion bar is included. The lines, I'll even teach you how to set everything up, how to balance it, propane, all of it, air conditioning. It's fantastic. We're going to take it over there and ask Tony to sell it for us. So you'll be able to get Trucker Randy's travel trailer, Coachman Ultralight, in Gaylord. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig in Gaylord will be on in the next segment. We'll be right back.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Take out the Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment on this terrific Tuesday. As usual, joining us in this segment is Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
Well, I need to give you an update.
I love this.
Monday up in St. Ignace last week, got up at 6 o'clock in the morning, drove all the way up to St. Ignace, crossed the Mighty Mac, and made it to court at 8:54. I signed in at the docket there at the court. And Rick Selva, the chairman of the Sheboygan County Republican Party, Tim Tarjeff, the vice chair, came to witness my arguments in front of the judge. I was prepared. I was loaded for bear. I had studied the laws, the no helmet law for motorcycles, the seatbelt law, the repeal of the helmet law. I had reports from the CDC. I had my 14th Amendment constitutional argument all prepared, ready to go, and the state trooper didn't show up. And as a result, the clerk at the court came out with a piece of paper, and she said about 9:30, Mr. Bishop, the state trooper didn't show up for court this morning, so your case has been dismissed. And I was ticked off, Ian. I was so mad because I was ready, loaded for bear, to make my argument, and I didn't get the opportunity my day in court. And it reminded me very much of your scenario where the state has been jerking you around for years, and things happen, and all of a sudden cases are getting dismissed and things are getting thrown out. Your arguments aren't able to be presented. And more importantly, other cases in the state of Michigan tying into your case. And I said, you know, Ian motivated me to stand up and fight the fight like he's been, even though mine was a stupid seatbelt ticket violation on Labor Day in downtown St. Ignace when I was doing 22 miles an hour. But the point of the matter was, this process is, I have determined, is a game. This is a game because the fine was gone to, and I found out and had this documented as well, the revenue for those tickets go to the judge's retirement fund and public libraries. And it was so amazing to me that magically this trooper, he had, I'm sure, other things better to do on his day off as opposed to come and argue and debate with me in front of a judge. But the point of the matter is, we stand up for our rights like you're doing at the Iron Pig and take a lot of heat, a lot of time. I mean, the amount of hours that I put into researching my argument and presenting my case, I mean, I had like probably 10, 12 clock hours into the research, printing of the documents. I had a folder with me that had, I think, like 20 pages of paper in it. And I can only imagine the amount of papers that you and your attorney have had to do over your battle. And it just was, I felt good about the victory, but I was disappointed about having my day in court. Can you relate to that?
I absolutely can relate to that. You know, we, when the health department gave up their fight against us because they appealed our appeal win, right? So they went to this court of appeals to try and have Judge Hunter's ruling overturned, but then they immediately jumped over that to go to the Michigan Supreme Court to have them look at that, our issue, since we had won. And then this other case from TNV comes along. They get a ruling that they like, the state does. So they say, oh, Iron Pig, we don't need to fight that anymore. We're going to go ahead and give that up. And just like you, we wanted to actually present our arguments because it was more than just about the health law. It was about more of these similar laws that Judge Hunter had pointed out in his brief giving us our win. So we actually we petitioned the Court of Appeals and the Michigan Supreme Court to deny the state's request to remove the appeal from the docket. We said, no, we actually don't want them to give up this appeal. Let them keep coming after us so we can put these arguments on the record. And I know that's exactly what you wanted to do. And I'd be actually curious on the statistics for your particular case, how many people fight those seatbelt tickets? Therefore, in turn, how many times does the quote, arresting officer show up in court? I would have to say not many people fight these tickets, right? Where the money goes to the judges' fund and the libraries.
Yep.
I don't have necessarily a problem with the libraries, but the judges' fund, that seems a little ludicrous.
But, conflict of interest?
A little. You'd think so, yeah.
Yep.
So, I mean, I completely understand, you know, yeah, you felt great about not having to deal with this anymore, but you were so geared up to actually give a legitimate argument against some of this nonsense that is going on, like a seatbelt ticket or like the new can't be holding your cell phone while driving law, that kind of stuff. I think It's all the same to me. And it is, you're right. It is just an excuse for them to intrude into your private life, inside your vehicle. These are, you know, like I said, the tinted windows thing and some of those other absurd things that allow police officers to pull you over and then investigate further.
Yeah, absolutely. And refresh our memory. What was the decision by the courts when you said, no, we want our day in court? I don't remember the process. What did you have to go through at that point?
So really what had happened is nearly whatever, a year, 2 years after they had filed this whole thing with us, they almost on the exact same date, they gave up their appeal. And it's just simply a note that they send to the Court of Appeals that says we are withdrawing our appeal. Now, we couldn't find any precedent for the Court of Appeals to stand on to say you shouldn't allow the removal of this appeal. Almost every party that is involved in an appeal, when the appealing party gives up the appeal, nobody fights that, right? we're kind of crazy people that we wanted this appeal to continue, even though we had already won. That's what some people couldn't understand, is we wanted to introduce an even better argument that was made in front of Judge Hunter. We wanted to introduce at the Court of Appeals and or the Michigan Supreme Court. And we still may get to do that with this T&V Associates case that's headed to the Supreme Court.
Now, does that court case, the I believe you said T&V?
Yes.
Because of it going to the Supreme Court, does that then give you more justification, legal precedent is what they call it, to then have your case continue on and allow you to present your arguments because of that particular case? I mean, are they basically tie-barred together?
They're not. They can. The Supremes could decide to take our case that was given up on appeal and the T&V and bind them together. I think we have maybe petitioned them to do so. But the Court of Appeals lower ruling with T&V was published, saying that the Health Code 2253 was unconstitutional. So that affirms our win in the separate court of equality there. So
right.
there's published precedents now. If it goes one step further up to the Michigan Supreme Court and they affirm that lower court ruling, that's even stronger precedent. So what we then plan to do is go back, get my fines back, get my record cleaned up, get my liquor license violations removed. And then we take that step to the class action lawsuit, because then we have some very serious foundational precedents for all of us to stand on, saying, listen, 2253, limiting the gathering of people for all purpose, for any purpose, by the state director was wrong, and you're now going to pay. That's where this is all heading.
Right, and that's part of the NFT many of us have invested in to support you, your legal defense fund, so that we would all be part of that. Now, let me ask you at that point. Do you see them being... once this goes through, because I believe, like you mentioned, the Michigan Supreme Court Justice, was it Bernstein and Viviano? They were wanting to hear your case.
Yes. So one from either side of the aisle wanted to hear the case, our case, because they did think that it was very important to clarify exactly what was going on.
And in that process, does this also limit these bureaucratic agencies from their declaratory rulings, their overreaching non-elected officials passing rules? I learned this in the Constitution boot camp on Saturday in Elk Rapids.
Yes.
So they don't pass laws legislatively. They allow the bureaucrats to control our lives through these declaratory rulings, these rules, because you're not violating a law, you're violating a rule. Does that play into your lawsuit?
So that was the crux of the second step of arguments. That's why we fought the release of our appeal. That was the next argument that we wanted to make, was what we call our vesting clauses argument, which in the Michigan Constitution, it specifically states the judicial branch gets to judge the laws, right? Interpret the laws. the legislative branch writes the laws and the executive branch enforces
signs
the laws.
Signs the laws and enforces them. Now, on that point, it is the bureaucratic departments that fall under the purview of the governor, the executive branch.
Yes. So our argument was a separation of powers violation, giving the vesting clauses argument where each one of those enumerates where it says vested. And it nowhere in the Constitution says that you can divest the lawmaking or law writing ability to any other branch. And that is what has happened since March of 2020, is the executive branch was writing and enforcing the laws. That's the next step that we want to take with our lawsuit, is to specifically identify that. And we saw that with the Michigan Supreme Court back in 2022, when the OSHA vaccine mandate was knocked down. The specific argument was made that the executive branch did not have the wherewithal to write this law. And that's what it was. And there have been several rulings since then that are coming out. There's an EPA ruling. There's Mayorkas in Arizona with some things that were going on. So the United States Supreme Court is heavily looking at the separation of powers arguments from the top, all the way at the top down. And that's exactly what we're saying here in Michigan, is that the executive branch has too much control with all of these executive branch agencies. And then the next conversation is about how much power they have with administrative law.
And the point of the matter is they're violating our state constitution and also implementing mandates. They call them mandates. They call them rules. They call them whatever. But actually, like you say, because of punishment, because of taking away licenses, because of charging fines and fees and court costs and all these other things, it basically has the full effect of law that you're violating, but when in fact it's not a law, it's a rule.
Right, and it's enforced by the executive branch, right? So when the police show up, that's the executive branch. You don't get to write the speed limit law and enforce the speed limit at the same time. You just don't get to do that in our country. That's one of the amazing things about our Constitution.
And, you know, this, again, I just, you gave me a backbone. You gave me the incentive to fight that ticket. And I want other people to understand that this is a process. It's not just the seatbelt law. It's not just the health department. It's not just basically you trying to keep your business open and help your employees feed their families and you feed yours. This is absolute an assault on our constitutional rights.
It is. I mean, as silly as it sounds, this is exactly why America is a thing now, right? When we left England, that's tyranny. The king got to make the law and enforce law and actually get to be the judge as well. We got away from that and created three separate but equal branches. And what is happening is they are diluting into each other, and one is usurping power from the other branch. It's that simple. We're getting back to the times of England and kings and queens, where one person could write a law, put you in jail, and or kill you for that. That it sounds hyperbolic to say that.
Right.
That's the slow creep that we're getting to with these gigantic bureaucracies that the executive branch is creating.
Yes, exactly.
Continues to do it here in Michigan.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, we appreciate you so much. Keep fighting the good fight. Go to the Iron Pig and have a meal. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. There's a t-shirt for that. I love you, man.
Thank you, brother.
All right. Be in touch. We'll talk to you next week. On the hour news break, we'll be right back. Michigan News.